The Ben Franklin close is considered by many to be the very best close of all. Everybody's heard of it. I've taught this close in this course many times, and people say, oh, there's that old Ben Franklin close. Everybody's heard about the Ben Franklin close. And the reason it's so powerful is this, is that the close involves the thinking process that we always go through before we buy something, which is we weigh the pros and we weigh the cons and we try to come to a decision. Now, most of us do this in a very fuzzy way. We do it all jumbled up in our heads. The Ben Franklin close relates back to Ben Franklin's decision-making method. And you could say it like this, Mr. Prospect, you want to make the best decision in this situation, don't you? And especially if there's a lot of details involved. And he says, yes, of course I do. You say, well, let's use the Ben Franklin decision-making method. Now, Ben Franklin used to use this to weigh and balance and make good decisions. And he was one of the best decision makers of his time. The first self-made millionaire in America, one of the most famous inventors, politicians, and scholars of his time. And what he would do is he would take a piece of paper, and you take out a piece of paper, draw a line down the center, and on one side you write reasons in favor of going ahead with this decision, and on the other side you write reasons opposed. And you say, now let's look at the reasons why this may be of advantage to you. And then you reiterate the reasons in conjunction with him, and you write them down. And you reiterate every benefit that you can think of in your product or service, and you write it down. As a matter of fact, you should probably do this in advance so that you've got it practiced, so that if you ever get into this close, you can use it without any difficulty or hesitation at all. You say, now, is that everything? And you ask the person if he can think of any more. He says, no, I can't think of any more reasons in favor. You say, well, all right, Mr. Prospect, now you fill out the other side, and you hand him the pen and the pad, and you give it to him. And you let him fill out the reasons opposed all by himself. And what he'll do is he'll say, well, there's this. There's the price, of course, and there's, we'd have to replace the old machine, and there's this. The very most, the smartest prospect I've ever seen could ever come up with is three. And then you look at it and you say, well, Mr. Prospect, it looks like you've made your decision. I had a good friend of mine. I met him on the plane. He's a commercial real estate agent. He was working on a complex real estate deal involving a trade for cash and land and commercial buildings with a large financial institution and a real estate conglomerate. And he said he was sitting down with the vice president. They've been going back and forth on this for 2 or 3 weeks with the vice president of this financial institution, and they weren't getting anywhere. And finally, he had been through this course. He said, well, why don't we use the Ben Franklin decision-making method? He thought, what the heck? He said, let's lay out the pros and cons of this for your organization on two sides of a sheet of paper. And he sat down and he went through this exactly like this. And then he said, now you write out the reasons opposed. And the executive sat down and wrote 2 or 3, and he looked at both lists. And the salesman said, well, it looks like you've made your decision. And he said, you're right, I have. Let's go with it. And they signed it up. He had just done this the day before. I met him on the plane. He said, Brian, he said, I was amazed at how well that worked. It was so simple. He said, I've heard about it for years, but I had never tried it. He said, I earned more commission putting that deal together than I earned in the previous year. And it was something like, I think it was $35,000 worth of commission he earned just on that one transaction. Well, another close is the order sheet close. And there's 2 or 3 variations of the order sheet close. But the first one is when the prospect comes in or when you begin talking with the prospect for the first time, wherever it's possible, you simply take out an order sheet or a sales contract or whatever you use and start filling it out. The easiest way is to take it out and write the date boldly so the person can see you're writing on the order form. Now, sometimes the person will say, hey, wait a minute. Oh, hey, I'm not ready to go ahead yet. I just want to get some information. You say, don't worry about this. I have a terrible memory for details, and I like to write everything down. If you decide not to go ahead today, it'll be all right. We'll just throw the order form away, okay? Okay, and you just keep on writing. Every time the person says, well, probably blue or 2x4, write it down on the order sheet. So the person gets used to seeing you write out the details on the order sheet. Every single time you write one of their details on the order sheet, it becomes personalized for them. It becomes one of their personal possessions. So eventually the person begins to identify with the order sheet, and finally at the end of the sales transaction you say, by the way, what is the exact spelling of your last name? J-O-N-E-S, Jones, thank you very much. And you just write down the last name and your first name and initial. Once they give you the spelling of the last name, they've decided to go ahead with the order. Many people don't use this close, and I don't know why, because I've used it under very sophisticated conditions to sell hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of investments, and I've always been astonished at how easy it is. Mr. Prospect, what's the exact spelling of your last name? If they give you the spelling of the last name, they've decided to go ahead. And the other variation is simply to take out the order form or the contract or the order blank at the end of the discussion and begin filling it out. Write in the date and say, what is the exact mailing address here? They'll give you the mailing address they've decided to go ahead. It's as simple as that. It's a very easy way to go from the end of the presentation through the close. And once they've given you either the name or the mailing address, then it's just simply a matter of filling out the rest of the details on the form.